From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning! My name is Chris Jags, and this is the weekly episode of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. How are you doing on this fine day as we start another week full of opportunities, possibilities for you to go after and make something big happen for yourself? Hello, Monday. If it is a Monday you're listening to this on, how was your weekend? I hope you're relaxed and ready to take on the world. I believe in you. Whatever day of the week it is, I know you're ready to go and smash your day to pieces, your week, and even your month. Hey, why not the year? Now, there was no episode last week due to some illness floating around the Learn, Develop, Live bunker, but the recovery is ongoing and the world looks a little bit brighter in this part anyway. So the previous episode that we actually did was on New Year's Day, and we looked at the whole New Year, New You, again, saga, and just how can you take those New Year's resolutions and actually make them stick. There are so many people every year that come out with, this is my year, or last year it was, 2020 is my year, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then nothing. Nothing at all. All mouth, no action, pandemic or not, there was still no action. If you are going to go and do whatever it is you're planning, just go. Just go and do it. You don't need to announce it to the world. Just do it. One of my favourite quotes of all time, if not my favourite, work in silence and let your success be your noise. Now that speaks so much. Do whatever you're going to do and your success will be the outcome of your work. Whether you start a business and it starts to flourish, or you start to lose weight and suddenly people can see a difference. Don't brag about what you're going to do until at least you made some sort of progress, because when people hear about what you're going to do, you are automatically being held accountable for it. Imagine you told the world your plan, but one day you just decided you didn't want to do it. You're going to have a lot of people asking about it, and maybe it's just the attention that you don't really want in life. Before we get into this, let's have a quick break and then we can dive straight in.
The Learn, Develop, Live podcast, trying to help you understand this crazy world we live in.
Learn, Develop, Live, helping you switch on those light bulbs you have hidden in your head.
Welcome back to the room. Now, if you did make a New Year's resolution last week, or hey, why not even start today? And more to the point, why do people need it to be a brand new year, new month, or just a Monday just to start something new? The sooner you start, the better. Anyway, sorry, I got sidetracked. As we know, more than half of all resolutions fail. But this year, yours doesn't need to be one of those, does it? No, it doesn't. We know it can be daunting when you list your New Year's resolutions and they might look just like a holiday shopping list. In addition to the post-holiday slump, not being able to keep your resolutions by February, March, or for a lot of people, even the late January may increase your anxiety. When the Christmas tree has come down and the holiday decorations are all packed up and stored away, the frustration of an unused gym membership or other reminders of failed resolutions can make the later winter months just feel hopeless. And well, this podcast is not about that. No, no, no. But however, it is important to remember that New Year isn't meant to serve as a catalyst for sweeping character changes. It is a time for people to reflect on their past year's behaviour and promise to make positive lifestyle changes. But these changes need to be right for you, and not the next person who just thinks you need to lose a few of those pandemic pounds. Credit to Dipesh Patel for that phrase. If the goal isn't right for you, my first question would be, why have you made that a target or a resolution? And secondly, if it's not actually what you want to be doing, how are you going to give yourself the motivation and determination to actually put your time and energy into achieving it? Funny enough, you will actually have failed the goal before you even got it started, and well, just not good for the self-esteem, is it? Remember, It's not the extent of the change that matters, but rather the act of recognizing that lifestyle change is important and working towards it, one step at a time. By making your resolutions realistic, there is a greater chance that you'll keep them up throughout the entire year, incorporating healthy behavior into your everyday life. Now, the secret to getting those resolutions and goals smashed starts at the very beginning. You know, once upon a time and all that. You will give yourself your best shot at success if you set a goal that is actually doable and, of course, meaningful too. It is said that one third of resolutioners don't make it past the end of January. A lot of these resolutions fail because they're just not the right resolutions. And a resolution may be wrong for one of the three main reasons. It could be a resolution that's created based on what someone else or society is telling you to change, as I said earlier. Maybe it's too vague. Or maybe you don't have a realistic plan for achieving your resolution in the end. Your goals should be SMART. And SMART, S-M-A-R-T. That's an acronym that you might have heard of in the world of appraisals and end of year reviews. So let's look at SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. It may well work for the work appraisals, but it can also help when you're trying to set your resolutions too and any other goals that you have. Specific. Your resolution should be absolutely clear. Making a concrete goal is really important rather than just vaguely saying, I want to lose weight. You have to have a goal. I mean, how much weight do you want to lose and by when? 5 pounds in the next 2 months? That's going to be a lot more effective. Measurable. This may seem obvious if your goal is a fitness or weight loss related one, but it's also important if you're trying to cut back on something too. If, for example, you want to stop biting your nails, and yes, this may sound strange, but some people actually do want to stop doing this. Take pictures of your nails over time so you can track the progress and see how those nails grow back out. Logging progress into a journal or making notes on your phone or an app designed to help you keep track of behaviours can help reinforce the progress. And it kind of reminds me of that quote, once you see results, it becomes an addiction. And that's no different to this now. Achievable. This doesn't mean that you can't have big stretch goals, but trying to take too big a step too fast can leave you frustrated or affect other areas of your life to the point that just your resolution takes over your life. And both you and your friends and family all fail. If, for example, you want to save enough money to retire in 5 years when you're 30 years old, that's probably not very realistic. But how about saving an extra £100 a month? You can see how that works. And hey, if you're lucky enough that it's easy enough to do that, then maybe you could slide the number up, maybe an extra £200, £300, £400 a month. Now, you have to try and also make it relevant. And is this a goal that really matters to you, or are you making it for the right reasons? If you do it out of the sense of self-hate or remorse or a strong passion in that moment, doesn't usually last very long. But if you build up a process where you're thinking harder about what's good for you, you're changing the structure of your life. You're bringing people into your life who will reinforce that resolution. Then, well, I think you've got a much better fighting chance, haven't you? Now, your resolution also has to be time-bound, you know, like achievable. Now, the timeline toward reaching your goal should be realistic too. That means giving yourself enough time to do the lots of little smaller goals set up along the way. Focus on these small wins so you can make gradual progress. If you're building a habit, you're planning for the next decade, not the next couple of months. By making your resolutions realistic, there is a greater chance that you'll keep to them throughout the entire year, incorporating healthy behaviour into your everyday life. Right, let's round this up, shall we? Start small, make resolutions that you think you can keep. If your aim is to exercise more frequently, schedule 3 or 4 times a week in the gym instead of 7. If you'd like to eat healthier, try replacing dessert with something you also enjoy, maybe fruit, yogurt, you know, instead of seeing your whole diet as a form of punishment. Try and change one behavior at a time. Unhealthy behaviors develop over the course of time. Replacing unhealthy behaviors with healthy ones requires time. Don't get overwhelmed and think that you have to reassess everything in your life. Instead, work towards changing one thing at a time. What might also help you is to talk about it. Share your experiences with friends and family. Consider joining a support group to help achieve your goals. Maybe a workout class at your gym or a group of co-workers quitting smoking. Having someone to share your struggles and successes with makes your journey to a healthier lifestyle that little bit easier and less intimidating. It's important also, don't beat yourself up. Perfection is unattainable. Remember that minor missteps when reaching your goals are completely normal and okay. Don't guilt completely because you ate a brownie and broke your diet, or maybe skipped gym for a week because you were busy. Everyone has ups and downs. Resolve to recover from your mistakes and get yourself back on track. It's also important that you ask for help. Ask for support. Accepting help from those who care about you and will listen strengthens your resilience and ability to manage stress caused by your resolution. If you feel overwhelmed or unable to meet goals on your own, consider seeking professional help. Psychologists are uniquely trained to understand the connection between the mind and the body. They can offer strategies as to how to adjust your goals so they are attainable, as well as help to help you change the unhealthy behaviours and address emotional issues. Setting small attainable goals throughout the year instead of one big overwhelming goal on January the 1st can help you reach whatever you want and whatever you strive towards. As I said previously, why not have a few goals at the beginning of the year, smash them, and then start with more later on in the year. If you are a big book reader, you wouldn't start reading a book at the beginning of the year, finish it, and not read a brand new book until the following January, would you? Would you binge on that brand new series on Netflix, finish it, and never turn your TV on again the following year? We all know the answer to that. So why would you do that with resolutions and goals? Keep trying to become the best version of yourself. If you would really like to kick off your January, kickstart your year, and want to have someone hold you accountable for your actions, help keep you on track, and really help you make a change in your life for the better, come and book your slot over on my calendar in the usual place, ldlcall.com, and I'll be awaiting to talk to you when it's good for you. Remember, the time is now. Start your journey to level up in life today. Book your slot on the Learn, Develop, Live calendar at ldlcall.com, and let's speak soon. The time for change is here. The time for change for you is right now.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.